They raise it down in Louisiana a lot,
I'm
too.
I'm just trying to study. Do I know any kind of stuff like that that's raised on here? We had to raise it in water.
Kind of white grain? Mm-hmm. You know, they raise it up in that prairie land up there.
Oh, I see. Well, I just don't know about it. See, I ain't never been up there, and I don't know. I ain't seen it.
Yeah. Never raised rice?
Rice. No, I ain't never seen raised no rice, but I seen some raised once. We was living on a white man's farm. And that man, that was way back down there at the Farmers Union. And he raised some rice. Now, there's just one thing, all I know about what he done with that rice now. The other I don't know, but we gathered that rice and tied it up in bundles.
Mm-hmm. And then you
then listen. Then he got into a room like place.
Yeah.
And whipped them bundles over a barrel or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, that.
So you get him what?
In other words, flashing the rice out. You see. Well, after he flashed that rice out and sacked up, I don't know what he done with it. Because one thing about it, you know, even at that, you know, he still had them little holes on it. You know. You see, we buy rice here, but you ain't got some. Sometimes you buy rice now, you can see them little, once in a while. You can see the little sign, little holes in that rice.
How much would he raise to the acre?
Well, that fellow just had a small piece, a little small place. And just take you, I don't know, I was a kid when I seen it done.
Maybe about 10 books.
Got maybe about 10 bushels. He got a good big thing. He got a big pile. I imagine 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 bushels of it. And he got it worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
You tied it up in a bundle, right?
Tied it in a bundle when you go and cut it, you know.
Yeah.
That way when you get it. And then you tie it in a bundle, you see. And
then you put it in a.
Then you take it up in and.
Put it in a. 10 bundles made up.
Take it. Put them bundles in the house or if you want until you got ready to shell them, whip it out where he done. Took them bundles and put them in the house. He left it out. In other words, didn't get it until it got right.
Yeah. A shock or a
And he just tied this up. I've seen fodder shocked up way up on poles where his fodder's concerned about feet out of a horse.
Yeah.
But he didn't shock this up. I was a kid, I told him, we lived on his place. He didn't shock this up. He just cut it down. Had to cut and tie it up. Tied up in bundles.
Yes.
And hold it in, and put it in a room. Then whipped it out, whipped it over a barrel or something. When they whipped it out, of course the straw part of it, throw that away, and that rice, and sacked it up. Now I don't know what he done with it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Way back when the Farmers Union was a big thing here in this county.
Now you said you raised hay and things like that. Where would you raise hay? That would be on land that was too low to raise anything else but hay.
Well, I tell you, I've never just raised no hay. I've tried to raise no hay, but I tell you one thing. There's folks I know around here raising hay, you can't raise anything else for yourself. They ain't right down in the bottom.
Yeah. What about land that's just too sorry to do anything else with, but say maybe raise clover?
What's that?
Clover or something like that. Something for to graze.
Well, clover, I never seen no clover except some wild. I don't know about clover.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about it.
Have you got any low-lying grass land?
Well, some a little bit around here.
That's a what? That's a?
We just call it pet grass or something like that. You know.
Yeah. What about a place? Now, you mentioned a place down by the creek or something. What about a place that might be just had water standing in it for a good while of the time?
Well, we call that sometimes we call it a slough, sometimes we just call it a pond.
Yes, sir. Yeah. What if it had a lot of trees in it?
Well,
would you see one that had a lot of trees in it?
Well,